You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful tribe. Thank you so much. Magnificent souls, every one of you. Beautiful lights. Thank you so much for being here with the collective and the Wisdom of the Ancients org. It is so amazing always to just be part of the show. And I know we're always together, but really when we come together, that's when really the power flows. And so we're here with an amazing show. I'm Ian Shelley. This is Wisdom of the Ancients. We're here in the collective. We're weaving the web of light together, each and every one of us. So as we begin the show, let us invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke all the ascended masters, the beautiful, beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us here, for assembling us, and for opening our hearts. It's going to be a beautiful show. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Kelly Hampton is an international and inspiring spiritual teacher and speaker here to anchor the Christ grid to earth. She is an elemental, angelic, ascended master and 12th dimensional intergalactic channel, a second wave Pleiadian, and the founder of multiple 5th dimensional to 12th dimensional groundbreaking healing systems given to her by Archangel Michael, including Star Healing Intergalactic Energy, Star Healing Equine, and Star Healing for Small Animals, which some are calling the most powerful healing systems on the planet. She has worked with hundreds of thousands of clients in over 30 countries with over 25 years of energy work experience, all divinely given to her. And she's here today to share that with all of you. She's also the founder of Ascended Spaces, another Pleiadian-based ascension energy system for creating abundance in your home and in your office. She also certifies practitioners in these advanced ascension systems worldwide with practitioners in 6 countries. She leads spiritual retreats to 5th dimensional power spots, connecting and communicating with the sacred sites, the portals, the ley lines, and grid lines in places such as Mount Shasta, Sedona, Stonehenge, and Assisi, along with the Archangel Michael Apollo line. She's also the founder of an expanding line of harmonic healing accessories using a form of light language given to her by Archangel Michael called Star Code Creation, which is for people as well as pets and animal companions. So welcome, Kelly. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you so very much, Ian, and hello, everybody. Happy everyone, 2020.
2020, man, what is happening in 2020? I think a lot of us can feel it, and I know that you're going to be sharing, Archangel Michael, you're going to be channeling Archangel Michael guidance on 2020, what's happening in the first half of 2020. Of course, we've had a month and a bit already, and, you know, some of it is really powerful. Some of it is maybe darker or denser. It's coming and going, and, you know, just help us make sense of that. So that's going to be a big part of the show, as well as everyone, if you'd like to have the opportunity for a reading or some guidance from Kelly and Archangel Michael. And if you're on the phone, then *2 to raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the question box. And there's something new that's come through, actually, that Kelly is going to be sharing around your prosperity quotient. So you can ask Kelly, of course, anything that you're guided to, but we're guiding you to ask about what is your prosperity quotient in 2020. Of course, we would never limit you to that question, though. There'll be a beautiful meditation and activation that's taken from level 2 Star Healing Intergalactic Energy. That's going to be towards the end of the show. So, wow, Kelly, here you are. Here you are. You've been called forth. You're here. You're speaking to everyone in the community. So beautiful to have you back. And thank you also, Archangel Michael, for being here. All right.
Yeah, thank you, Ian, and everybody. I so love being part of this community, partly because of your enthusiasm and what feels like humbleness and, you know, genuine integrity and authenticity and things of that nature. So anyway, thanks so very much. I do have a lot I'd like to share today, and Ian, you just guide me on when you when and how you want to get started. Maybe the thing to start with or the place to start with is, you know, Archangel Michael, he cycles through new things and has over the decades, really. And, you know, so for example, some of the new things, I'd say a few years ago, he said, well, I'd like to educate everyone on infinity partners and connectors, because the idea of twin flames and soulmates, sometimes people are not, you know, they're not accurate in the way that Michael views those, you know, soul relationships, and besides, they're changing. So that was, you know, kind of, it's still current, but anyway, I guess the point is, you know, he comes up with these newisms, I guess we'd say.
Yeah.
And 1 year about, I'd say like 2012, he was enlisting everyone in his light army, which is not to say he wouldn't enlist some folks today, you know, the most current sort of newisms that Michael is asking about is the education of, you know, what he said is, you know, most people, I do feel, no matter whether it's 2020 or 1980 or 2010, whatever the case is, you know, prosperity seems to, at least for my personal clients, seems to be something that sort of cycles back around. And so Michael said, well, why don't we come up with, well, he came up, I just listened. Why don't we come up with a way to help people sort of, you know, help them, and in a very simple form. And the way that Michael described that form is, he said, on a scale of 1 to 29, that's Michael's number, with 29 not being attainable, those are Michael's words, he said, perhaps it is helpful to let souls know where, from my divine perspective, where I feel they presently are by assigning a number. And that's, you know, our minds are kind of wired that way, I think. So the idea behind this, for part of our call anyway, is to break this prosperity quotient scale from 1 to 29 down into some certain aspects. And one aspect, for example, might be, we're talking about the prosperity quotient. And so like a flower has many petals, Michael said, well, he said, we can break it down for people's health. So there's can be a health prosperity quotient or number. Finances, certainly. Love and relationships. So there's three petals or a fourth combined score, you might like in gymnastics or something. So if we present those today, that would be a point to maybe begin with, understanding that it's just a point, you know, if to help. Really, the point is, however the methods are from Michael and the other guides that, you know, work through me, and it, of course, changes, as you indicated, but, you know, the main goal always is to help people live the most prosperous lives they can. So, you know, maybe Michael's perspective on someone's health number is not what the person might be thinking, and vice versa. And again, these numbers are not written into stone. They're just sort of a place. And, you know, there's always ways to improve it. In fact, hopefully, if when people want to go deeper, as we talk about what's being offered and the concepts behind everything, some of the tools were constructed particularly to do that. So that if as we get going, someone has a number, let's say 14 in love out of 29, not too bad, I guess, all things considered. But anyway, it doesn't really have a name for what I'm describing, but that's the latest and sort of the greatest that Michael's been finding it might be helpful for people as we launch this new decade.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a lot to talk about, and of course the questions are flooding in for me personally, as well as from the community. I definitely want to talk about prosperity in all the forms, abundance in all the forms, and get Michael's perspective on that as well, because I think sometimes we get so mired in our own definitions of prosperity sometimes and what that means to be prosperous. But I also wanted to expand that a little bit, Kelly, and also look at the the collective consciousness, you know, all of us beautiful beings who live here on this planet and maybe even beyond, you know, how is our prosperity quotient, and specifically with respect to, you know, love and compassion and kindness and, you know, where we're headed there. Get Michael, yours and Michael's take on that as well. And also talk a little bit about what it does mean to become a galactic human. I know that's something that you wanted to share with us as well.
I do. And I'm wondering if I can share with everybody what I about that galactic human, as it kind of sets maybe the tone for the call.
As
I listened earlier today for Michael, I mean, I certainly can put my perspective on how I would interpret it. But Michael's words are always eloquent. You know, by the time I get done, moderating something that comes from a divine source, it's not always so eloquent. But if I could, can I go ahead and just share that with you, with everyone?
Please do.
Okay, thank you. So earlier today, I asked Michael, what does it mean to become a galactic human? And it's sort of like trying to tackle, what this can be and what this is about in a few minutes, when there's probably entire books that could be written. But anyway, to try to do our best here and to help place us in the time we're living, Michael said, it means understanding your origin first and foremost. It means understanding that humans are not alone in the universe. It means understanding your purpose. It means discovering untruths that have blinded mankind for thousands and thousands of years. It means returning to perfected creation. Becoming a galactic human is being in a place where the body, mind, and spirit is open and ready to receive truth. It's the overthrow of limiting codes that were placed in and within the human, animal, and plant bodies, even the bodies of your Mother Earth, by those outside of light. Some would say that becoming a galactic human also brings clarity to one's star mission. It means once one becomes aware of these many layers of untruths that fall outside of love, that one does not become enraged, one does not become hateful, one simply stays in a place of neutrality initially and then showers it with love and understanding. Becoming a galactic human is an energetic, molecular, biomechanical heart opening of accelerated proportions not seen in any other time in Earth's history. That's just a part of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you may ask, if I can continue. Michael said, since the dawn of time, and by the way, just for understanding, or, man, woman, so... no slights there, of course, intended. So, in any event, since the dawn of time, mankind has been searching for something. He's been searching for food or shelter, searching for wisdom. In early times, the last thing early man was searching for was love. Now, in the times that you're living and breathing, mankind still searches for food. Mankind still searches for shelter. Mankind still searches for wisdom. But now, mankind's first focus, I suggest, is on love. This is a significant change in the frequency of all on the planet, partially ushered in over the last primarily three decades by the huge number of Palladians and other light races embodied as a higher vibrational souls, through the higher vibrational souls known as rainbow, indigo, crystalline, diamond, blue moon souls, combined with the love frequency emanating from Mother Earth, who, by the way, also had her own healing, which she shared in Michael's Book of Animals several years ago. To continue, Michael said, when one is in perfect galactic God-mind essence and consciously or unconsciously choosing to live with grace, choosing to live in oneness, and choosing to live in divinity, divine perfection, who you are, we sing praises in the heavens above. If your heart is not fully open, call upon the family of angels, the ascended masters, and the Christ, and the light beings to help you open it more fully. Becoming a galactic human is the next evolutionary step for all of mankind, so that mankind is restored once and for all to his, her power and strength, fueled by the greatest generator of all, the heart. He goes on to say, the heart has a consciousness all of its own. When it's pulsating love as Mother Earth has her eternal heartbeat, all things prosper beyond belief. That's what Michael said.
Thank you. There's a lot there to unwrap.
Yes, definitely so. Things like, well, if I may, the untruths, if our heart isn't open.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where our origin,
mm-hmm.
right? Lots of things, as you say.
And our purpose.
Our purpose.
You know, and these are things that the community at large here, the wisdom community, is asking for. Time and time again, the questions come up around purpose and around origin. You know, for example, wanting to know and understand our soul family or our star family,
mm-hmm.
that is a desire to reconnect with our origin. And so Michael is saying that that is very, very important as we
Yes, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to overtalk you there. But yes, he called that first and foremost, your understanding your origin.
Do you have a good sense of why that is? Because that's in a way, I have an understanding of that to a degree, but in a way, it's looking. Of course, there's no time, but you know, if we had to put that in a third dimensional phrase, it would say looking back versus looking forward, right? So you know, if you're in a state of being, so I'm completely present. I'm present at this point. I'm in my heart space, and I'm emanating love, and I'm emanating light in my being right now, then the question is, why is it important to find out or know your origins? Do you have a sense of that?
Me responding would be for souls like yourself or in that, you know, instance that are totally present in the knowing moment and totally fully open, it probably is not important. But on the other hand, I can speak for myself and maybe others, but that is, you know, a feeling of separation existed within my early life. I didn't exactly know why. I sort of felt different, but anyway, maybe that still applies to some of the listeners.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to imply that. No, I'm not there, sweetheart.
Oh,
I mean, I'm saying sometimes we are, but oftentimes we're not. Yeah.
You know, I think the universal, you know, longing really is, who am I?
Mm.
And within that could be origin, right? Who am I? How do I know this? What am I here to do? And I think almost everybody asks themselves that type of question through the course of their life, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Definitely around the purpose as well. Yeah. Wow.
What has, you know, also been shared with me over the years is that, and more recently, kind of a distinction as we move into like the years we're now, the now time. But as Michael described in his first book, Into the White Light, you know, the soul purpose in the soul charts. And my understanding is, to look at things a little differently, you know, the charts that were written before we came into this incarnation did contain denser lessons. For example, a person might have chosen to learn the lesson of patience or trust or something. And so in those charts, the first title page Michael describes as a person's soul theme or soul purpose. And that still can be present and relative, particularly when people might feel a bit lost in life.
Yeah.
But the extension to that more recently is also, well, okay, thank you. You know, soul purpose, I understand that. That's more 3D, 4D, my life, you know, on Earth. But where's my star home? Am I a star seed? Do I have a star mission? And how does my star mission differ than my soul purpose? And again, that's partly, as Michael referenced in here, he said about 30 years, but I won't question what he said there, about the influx of all the higher vibrational plants and animals and people that are the embodiment of this pure love, peaceful, I guess we could call it galactic nature. I guess probably best evidence in the eyes of a crystalline child that don't have the ability to judge, contain anger, hatred, all they, you know, their eyes look a little different than everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, as Michael tells us in the other masters, you know, that's what we're evolving to, regardless of what we might see right in front of us if we're on Facebook too much and we get involved in, you know, whatever goes on there that isn't loving. But
yeah.
Again, even in that case, if we're listening to Michael, he asks us, there's always room for improvement, right? He asks us, don't become enraged with something you don't understand or you don't abide by. He said, try to remain neutral, and then, of course, send it love and understanding.
Beautiful. That is so, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it's a wonderful reminder. Don't become enraged with something you don't understand.
You know, if I can make a comment about, you know, the untruths Michael talks about, and our agenda is not to go over all the untruths today. We have other things we want to teach and help people as well. But, you know, the idea that, the idea that some things are still manipulated by those outside of light to keep us in this festering state is my reality anyway. And so best not to get down into the festering, you know, but to try not to get into the festering, because all that does is, again, I think there's still forces at work to keep us all from evolving. And that's partly why, you know, I put in, you know, the offer, the importance of spiritual protection and that whole aspect of what that means and how important that is.
Definitely. Does Michael, you mentioned Michael has an outlook for us, really, a guidance for the first half of this year. Is that something that you'd be channeling live now, or has he already provided that?
Yes, I did earlier, and I'd like to share some of that, too, if I can.
Oh, please do.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate this very much. Let's see. Michael said, during the months of February and March, one of the significant prospects I am being presented with is the nature of crimes against humanity, including, of course, the animals and Mother Gaia. Specifically, if you become aware of large corporations, global organizations, and companies whose means of prosperity seem unethically gained to you, it may appear as if their influences are growing, which is kind of where I was heading with my last comment on Facebook, by the way, but not to pull them out of the ranks of all the media. But anyway, he goes on to say, systems like what some souls call Big Pharma are the banking regulatory systems, manipulation of weather are a few examples, to which there are many more. But this is not so. What is not so that they're gaining an influence? No matter where you live on the planet, be reassured that they are breaking apart like cookies, which continue to crumble, partly due to your loving thoughts and actions and the influx of about 1 million light workers entering your planet in the last 2 years. If you count all the star seeds and those awakening since 2012, the numbers are completely staggering even to me. So do not be tricked in false news about chaos and feel threatened. If there is a one-word theme for the first quarter of this new decade, it would be hope. I asked Michael about our financial systems, and I asked him, will there be a reset? And your insights into personal prosperity. And his response was, to my understanding, there will not be a global reset this first quarter, nor likely in the second quarter of 2020. The decade of 2020, much like all decades, is determined by mass collectiveness, our collective consciousness. Therefore, it is still my wish, along with all the angels, masters, and Christed intergalactics, to remind souls to continue to embrace their hearts by expanding their self-loving concepts, expanding their concepts of non-judgment, and remain or create more balanced and joy-filled lives. As an entirety, the decade of 2020 will witness many, many global announcements. All announcements, when they arrive, are held in God's infinite sources' loving hands. Will some of the announcements be as a reset as you were calling it in your financial system? Yes, absolutely yes. My insight into the approximate timing for this will likely fall into the second half of the decade, more like 2025. This restructuring will allow for old controls on your money systems to evaporate like smoke and be sent to source for total healing. In this process, which has already begun, human beings need to embrace the notion that truth will prevail. These announcements are coming fast once 2025 has arrived. However, you are asking me to look at things more directly. I'd like to read this piece here, again, talking about prosperity, which is, you know, part of what we're, you know, chatting about. He went on to say that, partly because of the frequencies last year of 12-12 and the many expanding crystalline grids, many of those of you who are awakening will be the first to feel more abundant throughout 2020. These energies will be strong all through the months of the first quarter. Why is it important or useful to feel more abundant? Michael said, because once a soul feels more abundant, they will have opened a door into a room which you, they, everyone can decorate in his humor however you wish. 2020, however, is not a duplication of 12-12-12. How could it be? Nothing in the universe is non-changeable. What is similar, as I suggest, is another wave of gigantic healing as the final limitations and oppressions by the elite are once and for all liberated! Exclamation mark. So, you know, Michael's coaching is rah-rah, you know, positive messages may not seem, again, like if you spend too much time in the political scene or anywhere, really, what we see and how we react, we may lose sight of the big overview, you know, the big view, kind of getting a hyper-focused.
Mm, okay. Well, thank you for sharing. I wanted to, you know, maybe bring this down to a more personal level now for everyone listening and the community at large. Kelly, talking about the prosperity quotient, before we go into the opportunity to have you do readings on someone's prosperity quotient, which, by the way, if you're curious about that, everyone, star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, and there's a lot of you already. And then, of course, put your question in the webinar box, and we'll get to as many as we possibly can within a lot of time. But talk about prosperity quotient and what it really means. So you've just been given a system, so to speak, by Michael, 1 to 29. And
yeah, I don't know if we could call it a system, but
scale,
I don't know what we'll call it. A process, maybe.
So are you able to, you know, is it from 1 being the lowest and 29 being unattainable, Michael mentioned? Can you give us some color or some information or details around what the numbers might mean, considering that we're all souls in various stages of evolution? You know, some of us might have had, you know, 1,000 lifetimes more than another. So, you know, just put things in context for us.
Well, most certainly about that comment, I think, I hope anyway, that the value that's, the perceived value of sharing something like this is where someone is right here and now, knowing that it can be a changeable thing, of course. And also, it might be interesting, you know, someone might think that they their health is not so swell, let's say, and the number Michael assigns is, you know, a very high number. So hopefully, again, this is just a kind of a small insight into an opportunity. That's what it really is, an opportunity for growth. I'm going to ask him if he'll share a little bit more about the numbers themselves, and then we could get started maybe with a few calls. So let me just bring him in. I'm not a trans channel if you're new to my work. So, Michael, you're hearing this. Is there more you'd like to share with us at this time about the numbers and the processing and your guidance, please? Oh, well, he's starting to say, many times the human mind finds themselves in a place of dark despair, he's saying also. And he said, it would be my hope and desire that as the numbers are presented, that it might be surprisingly pleasing to someone to learn that what they feel is an apprehensive number being given as 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 is non-existent in the group as I see it. So he said perhaps that will relieve some fears that are collectively building, like, oh, no, what if he says my number is under 6, Michael's saying. So with that being said, it's my intention, along with the host and the ranking of the angels, to be of service, however that may be. So if we find ourselves presented with a number that is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, that would be the perceived average, he's saying, collectively speaking, with a good number of souls already being able to rank and are presently higher than those numbers. He said, perhaps the way to look at this is a petal of a flower or the rose, as he often uses this analogy of a flower, of a rose with petals. And so, please go on. So another way perhaps this can be looked at, he's saying, is that everyone, no matter when they were seated, has an opportunity to be re-fertilized, re-transplanted, made new and whole again. He said, if I tell you that there's a reason for this numbering system from 1 to 29, and that collectively the numbers are all added up and they're placed in a vault, he's saying, I wonder if that will fall upon your ears as truth or untruth. In fact, it might be helpful and interesting also that as we move into this process that we evaluate the number given. It can be very quick, he's saying, but in a way to evaluate truth from untruth and sort of move the logical thinking mind out of the way, it's the heart that regulates truth, he's saying. Yes, it's true that the heart can be covered up many times and not see things clearly. But what I'm suggesting very specifically and clearly, he's saying, I hope, is that let's say John Smith comes forward and John Smith would like insight into his financial prosperity number as it stands for 2020. And the number happens to be 13. I would say that John Smith could put his hand near his heart, take a deep breath, close his eyes if he wished, feel into the number, feel into it and see if it vibrates truth or not. You see, part of also becoming a galactic human being, said another way, is to help souls renew and restore themselves to their true infinite power of all knowing, all seeing, all being. So Michael's saying, how does that sound?
Sounds
good, Michael.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. So let's do some calls. And would you suggest that people just use the word prosperity quotient in a particular life area or just generally prosperity quotient?
Here's what I think would be best for everybody. And again, that would be if you can, you know, choose maybe an area that you're not uncertain of. I think we all probably have a good idea of where we, you know, where we are in certain parts of our life. Maybe get validation of an area in one sector. Is it your love quotient? Is it your health quotient? Where are you in the on the financial prosperity quotient? You know, we could make those the petals of the flower. And then whatever Michael shares, take your palm, if you like, close your eyes, take a breath, and like Michael said, you know, feel into it. Does it feel right, right? Does the heart knows truth, even if it's covered up? So anyway, that could be done, I guess, on their own, but I think that would be the way to go about it. If we present a combination of all of them, I'm not sure there'll be as much meaning for people. So the question would be either what is my present love quotient, what is my present financial quotient, and what is my present health quotient. Okay.
Okay. Love, financial, and health. Okay. Well, let's go to the phones and we'll be of service. Okay, so let's go to North Dade, Florida, starting in North Dade, Florida. If your phone number ends in 6080, you are live on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call. My question is regarding the love quotient.
Okay, hi there. What's your first name?
Marie,
okay. And why don't you think about, you know, you don't have to have your hand near your heart, you know, if you want to just try to, you know, feel into it, as Michael said, because we all have the containment of truth within us, whether it's been covered up or coded or wherever we stand with that. So let me just invoke him here and see. Michael, you would like to... assign a number to this for her, please. Okay, he said 18. He said 18, 19.
Okay.
He said, if you want to put it in other terms, he's saying we could put it in the mental mind of a B, saying.
Oh, okay. So what does that really mean?
Well, I guess the other part of, you know, the meaning is for anybody's, any score is how can the numbers be moved upward if they need to be? And part of that is by what's being offered. Time with Michael to go deeper. Processes to remove any codes that might be placed in your light body that have judgment or fear in them, and so on and so forth. So, Michael, is there more teaching for her at this time? He said, I would like to place it in your mind in such a manner as this, that if I were to have looked upon this a year ago, it would have been 14. So I hope you find that this very kind of brief glimpse into one's self is inspiring and encouraging to you and everyone, not disappointing.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll listen. So is there a maximum number that we
28.
Have to reach?
28.
Okay.
Thank
you, Marie. You've done good work.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, much love.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that question's going to come up about what can happen next, right? How do you increase it? But that was really wonderful how Michael shared what it was a year ago, because that really demonstrates that the path. It demonstrates the work that's being done. So beautiful. All right, let's go to Newcastle. It's someone on the web. Newcastle, if you're on the computer, you dialed in on your computer, you're live.
Hello. Financial, please. Hello?
Yes, dear, you said financial quotient?
Please, yes.
Okay. Okay, what's your first name, dear?
Michelle.
Okay, thank you. Michael, you have a number to place in her mind. Okay, saying he said 1516. 1516. He said, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
He said, could you do me a favor and take not now, but you know, soon, I guess. Could you do me a favor and take your hand and place it over a currency bill of any denomination? He said, hold it in one hand, put the bill in the other hand, have your open palm over the currency bill, and trace with your hand an infinity symbol, and then trace it again and again and again.
Yes, certainly.
Yes, Michelle, yes. Yeah, we can feel that there's been a shift already. Hasn't there been a shift?
Yeah.
Can you feel the shift, Michelle?
Yes, that sounds exciting. Hopefully it's like there's action there that I can do to increase, which is great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And you know, just a moment ago, remember what Michael suggested to us, the influences of this quarter, this year, and that is that once we feel abundant, doors open.
Right. That's what I was feeling.
So we'll be a little bit later when we do the process, we'll be making, or I'll be leading some I am statements. It's taken, you know, from the intergalactic system, and that's certainly one way to, you know, I'm feeling prosperous, right? So certainly can do it on your own, but we're going to include it here today. You know, the other elements of prosperity, you know, we haven't talked about the Michael's home space system yet, but it's a very important system. It's called an ascension system, like the intergalactic system, because it's based on Palladian concepts. Concept sounds like maybe a big word, but it's a very simple system. And the importance of that system is that, like all space, you know, if it's not cleansed, whatever we think about stays in there. And it can be a huge influence on our prosperity or lack of it, not only financial, but harmony, joy, gratitude, you know, all these kinds of pieces of what makes up prosperity in our lives. Yes, our thoughts and our space matter much. So if you're not home now, maybe later, you know, I'm feeling prosperous. At least be a little start for you. Mm. Maybe a big start.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Blessings to you, Michelle.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Okay. So excited now.
Mm. Okay, bye, Sheila. Blessings.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Twin Cities, Minnesota on the phone. Twin Cities on the phone, and that's going to be 4146, and you are live with Kelly and Michael.
Hi, this is Renee.
Hi, Renee.
I would love to know, what my health quotient is, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Michael, for Renee, what's her number? presently, right? Nothing's, everything's moving. So, but what's her present number? He's saying 18, 19. It's hovering just like the woman before, I believe, her number was. 18, 19, he's saying. He's saying, if I may make just a tiny suggestion.
Yes.
And Michael's suggestion is, get outside more and let Mother Earth raise the number up.
Yes. Being in Minnesota, it's kind of hard to get out there all the time, but I definitely will go outside more.
Yeah, he does want to say a little bit more about this, and that is, if I may, he's saying, I can't say it's for everyone, but he's saying, you know, for you, for every moment that you're outside, that number will kind of rise like a quick thermometer, rise 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 points and kind of stay there. Doesn't mean it's going to go down as soon as one goes inside, but particularly for you, he's saying, that quotient you asked me to look at is intimately tied, one might even say, to the seasons and to the earth and being out in her and appreciating her. So Michael's saying, so bundle up if you must, stay present where you are and embrace and know that with every step and every breath and every footprint in the snow you may be taking, you're doing something wonderful for yourself.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I am absolutely now motivated, whether it's cold or not.
Thank
you so much.
Blessings, much love. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to the web, and I'd love to get some questions from the web community, everyone on the web who couldn't dial in on the phone. This is Nancy from Sutton, and Nancy is simply asking, what is my prosperity quotient in 2020?
Okay, thank you. I guess we'll go with finances, what do you think, Ian? She wants to, you know... let's go with that. Michael, what is that? What is her number, please? Presently, please. He's saying, before I, you know, I'm able to view the number, he's saying, first I need to blow some smoke away so I can see it more clearly. So I guess it's just parable. And therefore, then, please. It's rising, he's saying. About in the middle, he's saying. There's still some haze around it, which perhaps what we can interpret from this is that greater clarity on where you derive your financial prosperity might be useful to you as the year unfolds, gaining clarity on where to co-create the prosperity will, what's he saying, you know, dissolve this fog that is temporarily kind of around you and the number so that it can rise to its full potential. He's saying, I have no doubt in my mind that with your passionate nature that you'll find that next time, if there were ever a next time that I would look upon the number again, that I'd see it clearly and it would be 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, something like this, quite well indeed.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. This is Emanuela from Montreal, and Emanuela is asking for her prosperity quotient as well.
All right, thank you. So, Michael, what about this? Which segment does she want, Michael? He said all of them. But,
of course.
Let's see. Why don't we do that just for hex and darns? Michael, what is her love quotient presently? 16. What is her health quotient presently? 19. What is her financial quotient presently? 23.
Okay. Thank you. This is Faye from Vermilion, and Faye is asking for her financial prosperity quotient.
Okay, thank you, Michael, for her, please. He's saying over and over and over again, imagine that these numbers are tumbling. That's what he's asking her to do right now. Imagine that they're like two pairs of dice. One has the first digit and one has the second. The first digit is a 1, the second digit is a 9, and that they're tumbling in your mind. Visualize that they're tumbling like dice. He's saying tumbling like dice, tumbling like dice, tumbling like dice, so that that number can continue to grow. He said, as a small tool, a simple tool or a technique, he's saying, should you find that you are disheartened by anything as it relates to this in this aspect of your life, visualize the dice and the die tumbling again, and visualize the number being 22, 24, 26, 28. Again, he's saying, largely 29 is unobtainable as well as 1.
Okay, thank you. Let's do a few more questions, and then we'll get to share what your offer is so people can get a better understanding of how they can work with you and Michael to change some of these numbers. So this is it's Natalie, or Natalie, but it's she's from France. So Natalie, I think, from France. Hello, Kelly. What is my health quotient?
Hello. Thank you for listening. Let me invoke Michael, and again, for those of you that might be new to me, I always call on who I want every time I want, even if it sounds a little redundant. That's just the way I go about things. So anyway, Michael, what's your number, please? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 18, 18, 18, so 18. 18. He's saying, let's just imagine in your mind that we were walking down a path on these stones of numbers, and we got to a number, a bigger stone at the end, and we couldn't really move it, and it looks like number 18 in the stone, he's saying. So visualize yourself pulling energy up from Mother Earth and gently pushing and pushing, gently pushing this larger stone that might be in front of you, and visualize, please, that it's slowly moving, slowly moving, slowly moving out of the way so that you have a path to greater prosperity. I think this particular visualization will also be helpful to you.
Okay, thank you so much. So we are going to be speaking about what you've brought to the Wisdom community in terms of the offer, but I also wanted to have you maybe now, before we even get to that, just remind people about the process that you'll be taking them through towards the end of the call. We've got a lot of people attending the show today, so I just wanted to have you share with everyone what it is and what they can look forward to.
Sure. It's taken from the Star Healing Intergalactic Energy System. If you're not familiar with it, it's Michael downloaded it to me 10 years ago. It gets updated occasionally, like, you know, these, as I mentioned earlier, the cycles of new information that Michael, you know, shares with me. So I'll be taking everyone on a journey to the Great Central Sun for more calming, and at the same time, it should be about a 10-minute process. We're going to do two things at one time. So while we're on this journey accessing the Great Central Sun for more calming energies to flow to your cells, then I'll be channeling I Am statements, which certainly is a way to express God essence. That whole I Am, if you're not familiar with that kind of process, I Am God. In fact, that's one of the very strongest things that if anyone ever has interference by dark forces, I Am that I Am that I Am is one way to kind of buffer yourself off of that. So we'll be doing those two things at the same time, and I'll be asking everybody to repeat the various I Am statements, you know, on your end, and that's what I'd like to do. I'd also like to follow that up, Ian, by giving everyone different feathers, angel feathers, energetically. Again, it's taken from the intergalactic system, and the feathers will be aspects of God mind or source energy. Simplify all the word, you know, concept choices there, to help elevate you. That's That's the whole plan. So I'll describe what those feathers are and what those frequencies are when we move into that part.
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's share with everyone what the program is. And so let me just direct everyone. If you'd like to follow along visually, then please click on the special offer button that's underneath Kelly's photograph on the interview page. And if you're on the interview page, just click on that button. But if you're not on the interview page, then you can type in WOTAShow.com/Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and the number 9. One more time, WOTAShow.com/Kelly9. And that's all lowercase. And Kelly's program is Becoming a Galactic Human and Embracing Your God Essence. And so there's two options, two main options here. Then there's another option for some of her energy courses. But I just wanted to have Kelly share mostly about the first two and, of course, talk about the third one as well. But tell us what you've included.
Well, thank you, Ian. For souls that people have, that have not worked with me before, I've made some suggestions on the sales page about possible questions that you might want to consider. By the way, the way this works, if you're drawn to work more deeply with me, is once I'm notified of your purchase, then someone from my staff, myself or my assistant, will email you to schedule our time. Okay, and any live time, of course, is conducted all over the world and has been. That's largely how I do my own personal work these days. So anyway, the sales page just has some questions that are really also involving some energy work. For example, where are any blocks that you might have? Can Michael clear entities, implants, and attachment? Or, you know, can the Palladians, and because I'll invoke all of them as well. So can they and Michael do that? Again, they don't have to be questions per se, and they certainly don't need to be limited to you. A lot of times individuals do have concerns about other family members. So that's kind of always been a big part of my work, again, trying to help people see things more clearly. One of the questions that comes up quite often, Ian, as you probably might imagine, is, you know, how can I, you know, connect to Michael myself? Or, you know, how can I hear and know and see and be all? And so any and all of those types of questions that a person has, you know, 45 minutes is a pretty generous amount of time to, you know, go through any of those kinds of things. So also, you know.
So that's a private session. Yeah, I just wanted, just to be clear, that's a private session with you and Michael.
Right.
And whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever shows up.
Right. Whoever.
Yeah.
The whoever, I kind of like to share sometimes, really has become, you know, whomever or whatever.
Right.
As a result of Michael placing these channeling rods in my ears about 30 years ago, which, you know, I'm glad I had a witness, and we heard them go in, and we saw them. Otherwise, you know, at that time, I think I would have thought I'd have lost it. But anyway, it's certainly a choice. Sometimes people do want guides other than Michael to guide them in a session, and I'm open to that as well if that happens to be somebody's need and desire. You know, to help the next item, the healing power of love and kindness. It's an MP3. One of the most important things to, you know, implement in our lives, if you're not already implementing it. There's no wrong way to do that healing ceremony, but there's certain ways, as Michael described, and I will describe, you know, his teaching in that MP3, of how to get more out of it, how to have that vibration and that healing process sort of rise higher. So that's has to be included almost in any core teaching of any kind about when we talk about our hearts and our nature, etc. Item 3, tools to attract love and keep love in your life. I think that might be applicable to some people. And again, what makes this unique in a way is Michael's guidance on how, you know, he has some teaching in there about karmic debt, what is meant by being in the same soul family, what a connector is, what an infinity partner is, and why those terms and concepts are more current than maybe some others that you've heard of in the past. The next item is a process called the Golden Dome, and it's useful for anyone and everyone that's not only an empath, but it definitely it can serve an empath very well. That's described. And the next item I chose to include was the importance of spiritual protection. That's 2 hours along with an MP3. And Michael's quite adamant about it, about what spiritual protection in the time that we're living in, whether you're a light worker or not, especially if you are, but not only if you're a light worker, and that's why those items were included in the offer. Item six, the other ascension system Archangel Michael gave me several years ago is known as Ascended Spaces, and it's not smudging, it's not saging. You know, just like the intergalactic system, you know, all form of healing is good, Michael said back then, and it's still true. However, he says, do you want to keep picking up an old textbook, or would you like to pick up a new one? So in that sense of something being new, with the energies that are current for today, that's how this very easy, powerful home space system came into being. And again, it's the guidebook, the channel's guidebook, along with, it's been updated since its original channeling to include light codes. And for what reason? Because there's so much technology in our lives now, particularly 5G, a radio, our cell phones, the microwaves, you know, all those kinds of things. So it's been updated with that information. And I guess maybe for just a second, I ought to digress and explain what light codes are, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Briefly, if you're not familiar with, sometimes they're called, we call them star codes, harmonic codes, light codes. So those words are all kind of interchangeable. But they are, they allow every man, woman, and child in any culture or social structure to become the alchemist that Michael says you are, and I believe the same, in an easy, powerful way. And so sometimes the codes are numbers, sometimes they're colors, sometimes they're symbols, sometimes they're objects in a certain arrangement. So, for example, harmonics, in the concept of harmonics, a form of light language, are used in the home space system as an arrangement of candles. As it relates to the 5G and the radioactivity interferences, the codes are presented in the guidebook as numbers and sometimes colors. And that's really, they're a form of light language, to be clear with everybody. They're highly charged, whatever form they come in, whether they're objects or whether they're numbers or in colors. For example, I'm making this up as a code, but for example, there might be a star code to help to raise prosperity in the home, and it's 7. This is not really the code. I'm just making this up for an example. 77 blue yellow, just as an example for those that are newly working with star codes in this way anyway. I was first introduced to them by Michael about 8 years ago in Mount Shasta when he shared with me codes to connect with the great central sun, God, mind, Jupiter, Nebulon, and, you know, he wants us to use them. He wants us, he does. He, you know, he does want us to be, I guess, current and use them and make those interstellar connections if we're not already using them in a way. And again, they're very easy to, you know, there's no really skill per se other than being sort of mindful in general about not overusing them. But that's all described in the material And then, you know, that's what they are. They're highly charged, whether you feel them, see them or not. Forms of light language, because obviously not everybody speaks light language. And so at this juncture, it's not important. He feels that we know what particular light galaxy they're from. Just really the most important thing is to see the transformational properties that they have that contained in them. So, okay, that was that. The bonus is the second half, Michael's predictions for the second half of this year. And total value is $638, and we're offering it for $188 with available with two payments, right?
Yeah,
of $99.
Lovely.
Okay.
Yes. So that includes the private session. So if someone has, if someone's considering the private session, and I don't mean to talk over you, but just the private session, that's a very, very important part of this. One thing that people can ask about are their numbers, and also how to raise their numbers, their outlook for 2020, just basically any guidance from Michael in any aspect of their lives.
Yes, very much so. I mean, that very much so, especially on the numbers. Are there entities that, you know, are attached to them? Can they be? Will we remove them? And, you know, anything of that nature. Again, the scheduling is, you know, done via email, and we connect via Skype or Facebook or some method all over the world, you know. So
yeah,
that's generally how it works. So be a, you know, everybody gets a replay, so you can listen later. Helpful sometimes to replay what you might learn for the first time or something.
Great, thank you. And then option two includes are there two live webinars?
Yes, two live webinars. Very much excited about these. The first one is, you know, the angelic realm does, you know, especially Michael, I feel, but the, you know, they're collaborating or working with, they're ushering in the, you know, these, they're working with the Palladians, and they're working with other light races. And so I thought it would be helpful to do a group webinar where we, where I help people move into current ways to connect with their guardian angels, spirit guides, and light guides. And maybe some education needs to come into play there again. Again, drawing from my own personal, you know, clientele. And so we'll certainly, you know, do that if clarity is needed to define, you know, how the spirit guides are. In fact, it's quite an infinitely wise and beautiful arrangement and order of, as I've been told, how the spirit guides work. It's a wonderful orchestration, really, to understand how they work, who comes in at a certain time in our lives, what purpose they have at a certain time, and the synchronicities that they offer, as well as providing everybody ways to connect with them again using some of these light language symbols or using the harmonic codes. Again, there we can continue to use older means to connect with our guides, but it would be my hope and desire that we handle any needs of the group that might be like that, but also move everybody to, you know, the updated kind of ways, as well as sharing with everyone who their light guides are, which has to do with their light family, you know, their star families, and it has to do a little bit with their lineage. And so that's my intention with that call. The second call will be the following Saturday. The date and the times are on the sales page. Again, if you can't make it live, questions can be submitted in advance. Replays will be sent to everybody. And we're really, you know, the word self-empowering is the goal. again, it can come from remembering who we are. And so that call will be, you know, talking about understanding our true selves, our true galactic selves. With certainly this Q&A, there'll be some lecture along in that time spent together. There'll also be a special channeled message from the Council of Nine. Sometimes I call them the Council of 9 to 12. And I think I'll just briefly share with everybody who they are. If we have time, maybe we can bring a brief message in for them also, maybe at the end, Ian. But the Council of 9 or 12, as was told to me, they are the numbers are millions to trillions, Michael said, of light beings from the 9th to 12th dimensions. And they will speak through one voice through me, certainly through the call, the group call, for messages for everybody, and today if we get a chance. And they're here for our ascension. Michael said they cannot be interfered with, which is important from my perspective. And so not only will some of the Palladians be in there, but, you know, trillions of light beings. So anyway, back to that group call, you know, that's an opportunity in our private time together. If we don't get to star mission, star home, how are they different? What is my soul purpose? How does remembering who I am help heal me? How can I contact my star family? And I'd like to give some codes for that as well.
Okay.
You know, light codes. And so those are some of the suggested topics. Every group kind of is a little bit differently. We can certainly go with the flow on what the group would like. The additional bonus is the power of creative visualization to manifest greater prosperity. That's something you can listen to. Again, it's channeled information. How to rid yourself of sabotaging thinking, how to take action, and things of that nature. That total combined value. So the second package includes all of the first one and the second one.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, wow, this is really a comprehensive package to really help people get connected, get answers. So beautiful. So everyone just feel into that. You know, if you read those questions, if you're not reading the questions now, then when you get a chance later, when you get this link emailed to you, you know, just read those questions and feel into that, right? How can I best carry out my star mission? All these things that are going to come out in this webinar. And certainly also you can ask them in your private session with Kelly. And, you know, is this something your soul wants to know? And so here's the opportunity to have these questions answered and really channeled directly from Michael or whomever else is showing up to give you the answers. It's such a beautiful, loving container that's been created. Thank you so much, Kelly, for putting this together for the community. I just know everyone's going to just love this.
Well, thank you very much for letting me present it.
Absolutely. And also, you know, for those of you who would like to go much deeper with Kelly, Kelly also has an energy healer special. So tell us about that, Kelly. And certainly after this, we'll go into that beautiful process.
Sure.
Go ahead and tell us about the energy healer course.
Yes. It's a standalone package. So that's how we're presenting it. And it's open to any and all energy healers that have some experience, and the offer is to become one of the next and add to the global list of star healing intergalactic energy practitioners around the world. And if you've had level one training, the offer also applies to second attunement, is what it's called, training course. And so there are modules to follow in the online program. It also includes some live time so I can oversee where you're progressing through there. It's an advanced form of healing. Michael said you don't have a newbie come, please. You know, he said you can't run a race if you've not trained in anything first, or run a marathon, excuse me. So in any event, if anyone has more questions about the course, feel free to email my office. I'd love to speak to you and guide you more fully about what's expected and how it might flow. Basically, you would, complete it at your own pace. I think that's the value of some online classes, right, particularly this one, is that, you decide when you want to complete it and step into it. So, again, both you can redeem Package 3 to become a first-level practitioner, or what we call a second-level practitioner. They're independent courses, as strong and powerful as the intergalactic system is. Michael has shown me what to do three different times, three different ways, if it's needed or necessary or sometimes just desired. Over the years, over the decades, sometimes practitioners have people that come to them that want to have greater clairvoyancy, and the Palladians might lay some colored lenses over their eyes or something. So it's not always a necessity of a body, mind, or nature that someone experiences the system, but there might be more esoteric or exponential kind of reasons for returning. So that's that on that program, and continuing to certify practitioners in ascended spaces as well as star healing intergalactic energy is part of my star mission. Just to give people a little bit of an idea from my perspective, my teaching anyway, about what a star mission is, it's a very broad-based theme, and again, in order to have a star mission, you need to be a star seed, and not everybody on the planet is a star seed. Doesn't mean you're without purpose, but it's just a little bit of a different thing. So my star mission, which I don't consciously remember, my guides told me, is to help the homeless. So pretty broad by nature, as they're intended, and how and when I choose to do that, and to whom, even you might say, that's up for me to decide. It usually doesn't have greater definition by Michael or any of the masters about it. My soul theme, on the other hand, is healer-teacher, and that is more of a very earthbound concept that applies many times, as Michael said, to our careers, or can be like the compass to our careers. And some of us, of course, don't work, or we retired or something. But Michael says it's like he says the soul theme is like the floor of our house. It doesn't change. It's one of the few things in an incarnation that doesn't change. That's my understanding. So it can be a compass. So again, for me, to help everybody kind of get an idea about these concepts, how and who I choose to heal and teach, again, those are called my paths in life. And this whole teaching has, expanded over the last few years because, again, clients, my personal clients would ask Michael, am I on the right path? And Michael just got into a place of saying, well, before we look at this together, are you walking on the floor of your house? Before we are like the, or if we identified the tree before we look at the branches of the tree. So, again, it can be a very reassuring thing to know. A lot of times once Michael imparts his wisdom with someone, a lot of times people will say, oh, yeah, I'm doing that. Or, oh, yeah, I know that. Or, oh, yeah, I always wanted to X, Y, Z, Other times it might be a complete, newness. New concept to someone that they can let settle into their consciousness. But it can be very helpful as a directional force. Again, it's likened usually to a compass, to guide someone. And the value, as Michael says, the value of knowing what your soul purpose is because once you're walking on it, or walking on the floor of your home, it gives a person contentment, deep levels of contentment, and contentment leads to joy. So that's why that kind of teaching or how that all came to be about. So.
Mm. Well, thank you so much. Thank you again. Unless there's something that either you or Michael wish to cover before we go into the activation and the journey or the meditation that you're going to take us through, I invite you to take us into that. As I say, unless there's something you feel that the group needs to hear first.
No, I'm not really hearing anything. I'd like to just move to it, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
And, okay, thank you. Just, you know, everybody, if you'd like to close your eyes, have your feet on the floor. It's not a necessity. Obviously, some of you might be listening when you're driving, although you're not supposed to. But anyway, this is what we're going to do. About the next 5 to 10 minutes, if we can, I'm going to take it from the intergalactic system, which some call the most powerful system on the planet. My understanding is, from Michael, it's the only system, because there's a lot of new ones coming down. But from my understanding, it's the only one that takes and removes all the codes, 400 to 500 codes that the Anunnaki place within the human and animal body to keep us separate from source. That's why I like to interweave it into the, program and the concept about becoming a galactic human. Many of the codes that were placed within us were done to keep us separate from source, separate from our God essence. And those codes were things like judgment, anger, aging. They were either placed in our minds, in our etheric spines, etc., and so on. So anyway, I forgot where I was going with that exactly. So today I'm going to be taking us energetically on a journey. You can imagine in just a second that you're stepping onto this crystalline elevator, as Michael describes it, going way up high, that's the image. Maybe if we have some time before, we need to close, if anybody has, an experience, sees themselves up with their Jupiterian family, here's the light codes that are being downloaded to you for healing, or has an impression of a crystalline Atlantean city, or feels blissful, or 1,001 other things that have been expressed to me over the decade of being the founder of this most wonderful system. We always love and encourage those kinds of things. So at the same time, it's not important that anybody sees or feels anything in, the next few minutes. Everybody's in their own place and space. And, one of the things Michael encourages generally is, the idea of no master, that we're sort of moving right from this ego-centered place we've been to the geo-centered world, and so there's no master in star healing. There's no, like, a Reiki. We don't have masters. I have levels that are presented, and so you're going to be experiencing what's taken from level 2, okay? And then as I mentioned, let me get us kind of up there, as I say, and then I'd like to present to the group. I'm going to listen for some I am statements from Michael. If you could say them to yourselves at the same time, and then I'll kind of bring that to a close. Stay, where you are, or stay centered there, because then I'd like to share these three angel feathers with everyone. Describe in your minds where I'd be placing them and what they mean. Okay? All right, so have to do a little breathing. Before the program, I called in, much like Ian did, all of your guides, all of my guides, all the ranking and phylum of angels, all the ascended masters, all the Christed intergalactics to surround us and protect us during our call and our process here. So to some people, I'm in the process, I'm running the process. Some of you might feel light and floaty, just FYI. What's the purpose of this journey again? It's to connect with the great central sun of the Pleiades, to allow more calming energy to flow through the cells of your body. Why is that of such significance to be, you know, a piece of the modality? Because Michael says where there's peace and calm, there can be no illness in our bodies. So let me just take another minute or two to sort of get us where I'd like to be energetically, and then ask Michael to present some particular channeled I am statements for our group, okay? Okay, I'm already hearing one, so I guess it's time to start. So if you would be so kind to whisper to yourselves, or if you want to say them out loud, that's fine. First one I'm hearing is, I'm whole and complete. I'm powerful beyond measure. I am never alone. I'm magnificent. If you want to repeat it more than once before I share the next one, then that's fine too. I'm comfortable with who I am. Prosperous beyond measure. I'm open to giving and receiving more love. I am light. Oh, I am luminescent. Excuse me, I'm luminescent light, filled with fractal energies of magnified crystalline spark. I'm working on releasing judgment. First of myself, then of others. I'm likable. I'm beautiful. I'm fearless. I'm safe. I'm secure. My future is secure. I'm eternally young. I'm capable of greatness because I am great. I'm significant. I'm humble. I'm tolerant. I'm kind. First to myself, then to others. I'm generous. I'm creative. I'm open to more creativity into my life.
So why don't we just take another minute here, and maybe the folks listening would like to restate any of the ones that I shared or have some of their own they'd like to share while we're in this expanded space. Oh, I heard another one right here. I am enough. I am enough. I am that I am that I am. I'm grateful for many things in my life. I am love. All right, so as we kind of bring this part of the process to closure, if you're brand new to the I am kind of statements, there are so many, you know, that can be used. Okay, so let's just imagine that our elevator, our beautiful crystalline elevator, is kind of floating back down to Earth. Okay, next, before we conclude, you know, the process, I'd like to share with everyone, again, taken from the intergalactic system, sacred symbols are given. Past lives are removed that don't serve a person anymore. The facility or the ability to time travel, to spread love, certainly exists. The abilities to live longer, healthier lives certainly exists. And so I'll describe for everyone the feathers. They're going to be placed from the back of your neck to the back of your navel. If you'd like to imagine that they float along your spine, if you see them, you see 5,000 feathers instead of 3, that's just a wonderful expression. But in any event, imagery, visualization certainly is its own tool of transformation, or can be. So to kind of help support this, any, you know, to help ease any separation from our God essence that may be present. The first feather I'd like to share with everyone is an angel feather carrying the frequency of grace, which in simplest terms is the acceptance of self and the acceptance of others, grace. Next, visualize another beautiful angel feather stacked right on top of that one. This feather is given for the purpose of helping impart the essence of divinity, divine perfection, who you are, who we all are. And the third feather carries the frequency of oneness, sometimes known as unity consciousness. Of course, meaning one with all, one with everything, no separation. That's what ascendancy is, oneness. I just asked, is there anything else I should do at this time? And they're saying, if some people want to stand and rise, they may. So I guess that might be going on. But as far as the process itself, I think we're good on that. Thank you very much. Okay, so, Ian, do we have time to bring in maybe a final message from the Council of 9 to 12?
That would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, let me just invoke them. And again, they represent millions to trillions. I don't even know what a trillion looks like. Trillions of light workers from the 9th to 12th dimensions here for our ascension. So, friends, calling on the council, do you have a final message for the blessed people that have made time in their day to join us? And what would that message be, please? Or is it a process, please? I believe it's going to be number. It's going to be numbers. Okay, it's going to be numbers. Okay, and what would the numbers be and what is it for, please? Okay, they'd like to present, so we can imagine if you don't feel energy or you're not clairvoyant yet. I mean, those are channels that open. It's not as though you are or aren't, by the way. Okay? It's all contained within us. But so there's three columns they're showing me, a vertical column, so we can visualize for now the columns in front of me, of us, each of us, and they're going to tell us what's in each of the columns, okay? And the first sort of vertical form is what, please? These are going to be light codes, okay? Thank you very much. Very appropriate. Thank you very much. What's the first column on the left, please? So starting at the top, imagine in your mind. I'm drawing the numbers with my finger, by the way, but you don't need to do that. So 9, 9, C like cat, D like dog, L like lion. Thank you. Second column. They're like, imagine they're like, glowing, vibrating forms. I said column, but they're dimensional and they're woo, woo, kind of vibrating. The second one would be what, please? 1, 9, 7, green, green. L like lion. Okay, is that the end? And the third form in front of us is what, please? Begins with what, please? 6, 0, 1, 1, 9, blue, white. Thank you. So the simplified form of light language is three of them. Do you want us to discover on our own what they are? Are they unique to everyone that might be listening, or you have wisdom behind them? They're saying we thought we would present the frequencies of what you just gave with the feather in a light language. Brilliant. Brilliant, I'd say. Thanks. So the first one was grace, right? The second one was divinity. And the one that I'm imagining on my right, the last or third one, was for oneness. Beautiful. Thank you so very much. Does anyone need to do any more with these, encapsulated numbers? A lot of times people want to know, well, what do I do with them, Do I do anything with them? Oh, they're just saying embrace them. They're saying if you want to take your arms as if all of this matters in front of oneself and it sort of hug that all into you, why don't you do that? I've done. Anything else? No, they just said we've spoken. So, no, I think that was it. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have we come to an end now, Kelly?
I think so.
Okay. Well, so beautiful. Thank you, Kelly, for being
thank
here
you,
in the community
everybody.
Again. Oh, so precious to have you here. And thank you for sharing your gifts, your essence. Thank you for sharing your connection with Archangel Michael and the Council of Nine. It's been a beautiful time. And I know that the energy shifted. I could feel it, certainly, with that very first, Michelle. And from and others, but the energy has shifted, and again, obviously, it's shifted because of the vibration essence of the messages and the processes that have been shared with us today. We're all upgraded. I know we are. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian. And shifted and upgraded by your heart center too, I might add. So thank you very much. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye now. All right, beautiful souls, beautiful, magnificent, magnificent souls, each and every one of you, thank you so much for being part of the wisdom community and really creating this orb of light, this web of light. And so right now we leave here with the infinity symbol. The infinity symbol is coming to the forefront right now for all of us to work with. It was brought up earlier in one of the readings, but it's coming through again. So just integrate the infinity symbol into an aspect of your being today, be it your emotions, be it any sort of blockages. So just integrate the infinity symbol today. And as you move forward in the next few hours, just keep it front and center. All right, beautiful ones, we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank Archangel Michael and all the other beings who are here with us, the unspoken and spoken, the known and unknown who are here with us, the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, everyone. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.